It seems like almost yesterday that Southeast Missouri was shaken by a series of earthquakes that lasted for a period of 5 months. From the first quake on December 16, 1811, to the middle of April 1812, more than 2,000 shocks and aftershocks were felt. Some of these quakes, according to seismologists, would have measured in the 7 or 8 range on the modern Richter scale, making these among the most severe earthquakes in American, even world history. The most severe of the quakes were 2 to 3 times as powerful as the 1964 Alaska earthquake and 10 times as large as the San Francisco quake of 1906. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates that in the 4-month period of peak activity, there were more than 200 moderate to heavy shocks in the New Madrid region, with at least 10 quakes exceeding the 6-point range on the Richter scale. 3 shocks were so severe that they were separately identified. These were on December 16, 1811, January 23, 1812, and February 7, 1812. The February 7 quake came to be identified as the hard shock, described by residents as particularly violent and severe, lasting an incredible 15 minutes. Some who experienced this believed it was the end of the world. Colonel John Shaw in New Madrid at the time of the hard shock encouraged residents to head to higher ground across to Wapiti Bottoms to the hills near present-day Benton and Commerce. There they huddled and waited. By mid-April 1812, the earth calmed, but with consequences upon the landscape that have lasted 2 centuries. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichols.